the first pick.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who is the number one guy in this draft? Doesn't matter position. Atop your board, Todd.
Bryce Young.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
He's a smaller version of Patrick Mahomes.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network analyst Daniel Jeremiah, Bears head coach Matt Eberflus, Emmy-nominated actress Rhea Seehorn, coming up, actor Matt Barr, and now... It's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We have just emerged from a Better Call Saul wormhole with Rhea Seehorn, who plays Kim Wexler in that outstanding series that just wrapped up at the end of last year. She was here for her new movie, Linoleum. I just had a nice chat with Matt Barr in the back of our green room. He is from the CW show Walker Independence. The season finale airs this Thursday at 9 Eastern time on the CW. This just in, we had Brandon Sklenar of 1923 on Friday. And just met Matt.
Yep.
Another tough two-shot for the kid coming up.
Yeah.
I'm going to look like an old sack of potatoes.
Coming up. You got a fresh cut. All right. You got a fresh cut?
I did get a fresh cut just for the combine. Just for the combine. Yeah. But that doesn't mean I won't look like Gollum when he comes out here.
Gollum.
I'm not making a comment this time.
Hey.
Precious.
Just let me go.
Wow.
Go for it.
Jay. At any rate, he's a handsome man. I went back there. I thought, wait a minute. You're not the kicker from the Giants?
What if he was back there wearing a Giants helmet?
One bar. Do you have that photograph, Hoskins, that we had you pull before? There is. That's the only Matt Barr we knew of prior to
when his name first got brought up. I was like, the
Matt having his acting career.
Like, there is.
He comes out with a single bar across, but he's a Cowboy fan.
Hey now.
He's a good,
Dallas.
That's good people in my book.
Hey now.
Which means
me and Matt going to be like this.
Which means the last question of our interview is just going to be totally haywire, and people are going to be wondering, what happened?
Oh, here you go.
Settle down just a little bit.
There's Jerry Jones.
Just a little.
Well, invariably, I'm going to see Steven at the Combine.
Tell him I said what up.
I will not, sir. Because when I have real estate with Stephen Jones, you know what I'm going to say to him.
What?
What am I going to say to him?
Bring up Zeke. Or
what
Tony
am
Pollard?
I going to say to Stephen Jones?
What are you going to say?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to say is
competition committee.
When?
Yeah.
Can I get a seat?
Yeah.
On your competition committee, you need an outsider who's kind of an insider. You need somebody that watches the game and sees how it's played. You may know your numbers. You may know down to the last snap how many snaps went to the right side of the field in the flat on a third down when the wind was like, you know, next-gen statty. I don't know. I just watch the game. And I know how fans take it in. I'm that guy in the bar. Right?
We're fans.
I'm that guy.
Put us on the committee.
We're those guys in the bar that can tell a catch when it's a catch and when it's roughing the passer and it's not. You need me on that committee. You need me on that wall. I can provide a blanket of fan protection.
But
that's what I'm going to say to Stephen Jones. I cannot wait. I will. I might seek him out.
Well, then after all that, then tell him I said.
No, I won't do that.
Well, now you're not going to get on the committee.
So. I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
Now you won't get on.
There's so much news happening right now.
All right, what do you got for me over there? What do you got?
Brock Purdy's going to meet with a doctor in Arizona this week. Surgery could happen as early as next week, John Lynch says. Waiting for all the swelling and stiffness to get out of his arm.
My goodness, dude.
Didn't we report that on Friday, wasn't that?
No, I know that, but here's...
I'm just saying, now, John Lynch is now saying
it. It's now the Tuesday after that Friday. The NFC Championship game was a month ago.
Yeah.
Well, swelling is...
A month ago, and it's still... Man, and he came back in that game.
They had no choice.
And he can't even start to repair it surgically because the swelling is not.
He couldn't throw it more than like 5 yards.
Dude.
But guys, look.
That's significant.
Thanks to our ankle cam, we know that Trey Lance, his ankle's looking good.
That's true.
He should be ready.
Pete Carroll says they're deeply involved in the quarterback evaluation process for this year's draft.
Well, as they should be.
He said this after he was asked if it's possible they draft a quarterback high and bring back Geno.
You know what this means.
That's Anthony.
Put up the draft order. Put up the draft order, please. That's the Seahawks raising their hands and saying, hey, everybody, you like Will Levis? Because the Raiders may take him.
Yep, Raiders.
You know where you need to go? You know where you need to go to get Will?
Number five.
Yeah. Jump the line in front of the Lions. Wouldn't it be something if, two things. Wouldn't it be something if the Russell Wilson trade from Seattle not only uncovers Geno Smith 2.0, and that's the guy who Pete rides for as long as he remains the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, or the Seahawks use that pick to choose the next Russell Wilson. Wouldn't that be something? So Pete's raising his hand saying, everybody's talking about the Bears. What are they going to do with that pick? They're going to trade it? They're going to keep it? What are they going to do? You need to go to one to get your guy. How about five? They're going deep into the quarterback evaluation. You know who the first currently scheduled guest during the NFL Network's scouting combine coverage in the booth Thursday night is? John Schneider.
Hey.
And I'm not talking about the Duke brother. Can't wait to chat with him. So that'll be great. Oh, what else news? This is fun. Everyone's see. Like, what's going to happen to Combine Week? Everything. You understand what I mean? Everything. Everything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I got something while you
go
call
ahead.
It.
Go ahead. I'm scrolling.
Let's go with what's going on with the Jets. I'm kind of keen on knowing.
You're interested.
Joe Douglas is the general manager of that team. Derek Carr met with the team already. They're going to meet again.
Ooh,
meeting two.
Second meeting.
Meeting two. Not one, two. We'll meet you in Jersey. We'll meet you in Indiana. Here's what Joe Douglas had to say about chatting with Derek Carr.
You guys have seen reports about us bringing Derek Carr in about a week and a half ago. I can tell you that was a fantastic visit. We really enjoyed spending time with him. Obviously, he's the only quarterback that I can really shed any light on for you guys, since he's the only quarterback that's a free agent. But I can say that he left a strong impression with everybody. And so, obviously, we're going to be exploring the veteran quarterback market this offseason, and we're going to look at every available option. We feel like when it's time to make the right decision, whenever they're process, we're going to make the best decision for the Jets.
Damn straight you are, Joe. Hey. You know what, Derek Carr doesn't cost you a single thing except Woody Johnson's money. That's it. And last I checked, Woody has a lot
of money.
Yeah, it's just
in. It's in my notes.
Yeah. He's rich.
More where that came from.
Ooh.
Rodgers and Lamar is going to cost multiple ones. Multiple. Lamar will cost multiple ones. Rodgers will cost you...
at least one.
One? Can you get Rodgers for a two? We haven't talked about what the market is for him. Can you get him for a two? Because he's expensive.
Multiple twos.
So Lamar will cost you multiple ones. Rodgers will cost you multiple picks.
Multiple picks.
How's that sound?
Multiple picks.
And a lot of Woody Johnson dollars.
Probably three or four picks.
And Lamar will cost you two firsts. At least, and a lot of Woody Johnson dollars. And last I checked, Woody has, let me find if I can find my notes again, a lot of money.
Yeah. Derek Carr is just a lot of money.
That's it. To me, that puts him to the top.
What are they waiting for? Just make the move.
I think it's Derek.
Waiting on Derek? Okay.
Don't you think? Meet with other teams?
I guess.
Drum it up?
I don't know how Carolina's more interesting. Or
I'd want to sign before Rodgers makes his move. You've got the floor to yourself. Two more weeks until the new league year begins. You got the floor to yourself.
Yeah.
Rodgers is going to have to say, I want out, and then the Packers are going to have to grant the permission for this to start. You can go now. This is what Joe had to say about Zach Wilson. Oh, yeah, that pesky, fact that they chose a quarterback second overall last year, and... he has not progressed very much. What is this? What's the current state of Zach Wilson with the Jets?
Again, our stance on Zach hasn't changed. We feel like Zach has a very high ceiling. Obviously, the first 2 years haven't played out the way that anybody's hoped, but we still feel like there's a very high ceiling with Zach. And, you know, in my time in the league, I've found that when players love this game and when players work their tails off, they usually hit their ceiling. And so feel like Zach definitely has those traits. So still feel strongly that Zach's going to be able to hit his ceiling.
Okay. Man, it's your definition of high ceiling. You know, Lucas Oil is a very high ceiling. This yep. studio does not.
No.
But the show does, figuratively.
True.
I cannot believe we're sitting here at the Combine in 2023 wondering about when Zach's going to develop. That's the other thing with Carr, too. And the same thing with Rodgers. 2-3 Rodgers, the one benefit of Rodgers is 2-3 years, right? Let Zach, at some point you're going to have to pick up a fifth-year option on Zach. You're not going to do that to have him back up. And if you're Carr, you have to sit here and say, what's your plan for Zach, right? Carolina, you know, and the Saints, you know, you're going to get the job.
Yep.
Unless you look at Carolina and say, what's your plan for Sam? As in Darnold. It's not the same.
Not the
Sam wasn't drafted by the team and
wouldn't
they acquired him.
It.
Josh McDaniels spoke. What do you talk about? The quarterback situation there.
Yep.
Because last we heard, they were checking to see what they had in Jarrett Stidham. That's what we heard.
He played all right.
Hey, higher register. You went higher register. Come on.
He's not any of these guys.
Say it again. You got to turn your microphone on.
He made a few good passes that I remember.
The 49ers game, shootout, high scoring.
We are, Chris, going high register. I just noticed it.
All right, they got the 7th overall pick.
7.
A lot of mocks
have Will Levis
That's
in that
correct,
spot.
From Kentucky. Here we go. This is what Josh McDaniels had to say today.
I mean, I think there's always urgency at that position. You know, look, the goal for us eventually is to have somebody that's going to be here for a long time. I think that, you know, you see the teams that are having success right now in our league, I would say in our conference, and specifically in our division. You know, they're young players that were drafted by their clubs and they're being developed there under the same continuity. And so I think that eventually, yes. Do I think you have to do that if you're not sure or not sold on the player and now you're making a mistake just to try to say that you're solving a problem? I don't think that's really a smart decision. So we're going to do everything we can do to evaluate every player at that position, both in the draft and free agency, and try to do what we can do to improve the room. I mean, there's certainly going to be a number of players added at that position. Right now, only Chase Garbers is under contract. So we'll look at everything we can look at. But the goal eventually is to try to have a young player here that's going to be a Raider for a long time.
There you go. Now, the one question I would ask Josh McDaniels is the one he cannot answer because it is the one mystery question, $60 million question. Do you want Aaron Rodgers or not? That's the one thing here. Because, boy, you want to talk about a great spot for Aaron Rodgers? Las Vegas, Nevada is it. Let's just say you have Aaron Rodgers, favorite receiver, maybe of all time.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams. Wants Rodgers. You want to make him happy after you bounced his college BFF? Okay. You want somebody that can come in for a couple years, 3 years, put another trophy in the case, light the torch and get Will Levis up to speed. Young kid that's there for a long time. That's your guy, isn't it? Isn't it? Don't you think that fits?
That's my man right there.
The Packers would love to ship Rodgers, if this is the case, out of the conference.
Yeah.
And if you're, you heard what he had to say about the division. They got Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and a hopefully soon to be rejuvenated and last I checked, unlimited Russell Wilson.
Unlimited?
Now, if you saw that video.
I did not.
Okay. So you need to get, what's the word for it, up to speed at that position in that division. But that's the question about McDaniels, because he's got his system. He's got his guys. He's got his system. He's like the way he runs it. He likes what, you know, what you do at the line of scrimmage is kind of what he wants to do. All that. You hear stuff like, doesn't matter how great Rodgers is. He's not a guy that will conform to what McDaniels wants in a way that, say, Jimmy Garoppolo would, because Jimmy G, he knows him, he knows the system, and he could caretake for the same amount of time as Rodgers can for a guy you draft. That's the question, and he can't be posed it, and he can't answer it, because Rodgers is under contract somewhere else. That's the answer to this entire puzzle with no pictures right now involving Aaron Rodgers. In my estimation, Jets want him. Raiders want him. Titans want him, maybe. I don't know. No, I do not know. But the spot that, for me, where he would fit and win now, and maybe the only guy that would cause me to think the Raiders are going to win the AFC West in 2023 would be Aaron Rodgers going to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Tranquilo.
I just said these words.
Let it happen.
I said these words.
Please, so you can pick the Raiders again. Please.
Squad goals.
Only guy that would make me even twitch in that direction of a thought process.
Please.
Going there. And even that, maybe not. But that's the question. Does McDaniels, would he be open to Rodgers going there? A lot of people who are whispering and chitter-chattering and TikTok and tweeting think he will not go in that direction, does not want to go in that direction.
Let me go to overheard at Combine Twitter here and see what they have.
That Rodgers... You know, we'll bring in his own. I know Davante Adams, coach. Get out of here. Do I need to pull out 10 years of tape?
Dropping dimes.
Come on. I can back shoulder you to the podium, sir, with 17.
That is a fact.
So that's the whole question, right?
Rich,
there.
At Combine Overheard doesn't exist. You could Stop create it. That account
Get
right now.
Get out of here.
100,000 followers by the weekend.
Yeah. You should do that.
Yeah, Rich, you just text me and Brockman.
Just saying.
We'll get it to the right people.
That's the question involving the Raiders and Rodgers right now.
Can we start a Rodgers to the Bucks?
I don't know. Scenario? That'll never happen.
In division. Yeah,
I know, but now,
in conference,
because
no
this
way.
Card that'll of the happen. Bucks thing just completely escaped my mind, and now I want someone else to follow Brady.
Let's take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. Matt Barr, Walker Independence. He is strolling out here in a matter of moments right here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then we'll return to the Combine Chatter.
Have you noticed how a lot of insurance commercials are kind of gimmicky? They've got jingles and mascots and they try to be real cute and clever. But really what matters, in fact, it's the only thing that matters, is the insurance. Which is why I want to tell you about NJM. Because for over 100 years, NJM has been going about their business protecting their clients' biggest investments, their homes and their cars, with award-winning customer service. The most important thing is knowing you have the right coverage with a company you can rely on when you need them. And that's NJM. When you apply for an auto, home, or renter's policy, NJM will work with you to ensure you get the coverage that's just right for you. And when you upgrade to NJM, you could save real money on your auto insurance, better service, and possible savings. No jingles, no mascots, just great insurance. NJM. Visit njm.com/podcast for a quote to see how much you could save on your auto insurance. njm.com/podcast.
For decades, Rolling Stone has set the bar for entertainment publications. Today, Rolling Stone Music Now takes over in podcast form.
SZA. You seem like a person with a pretty high level of anxiety, but you also seem fearless artistically.
I feel like ideas have more power than identity. Like the excitement overrides insecurity. That is the only way that I'm ever able to accomplish anything.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Matt Barr is here on the program. We just saw a clip from Walker Independence. Again, the season finale airs Thursday, 9 Eastern on the CW. Good to see you. And you don't have an accent in real life?
See, I don't think it's that strong, but if you, people that meet me think it's like full on. It's not full McConaughey. I guess you'd say. You know, I get there when I've had too much to drink.
Okay.
I go full McConaughey.
And the words all right in succession.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, well, there right. It is right there.
There you go. Bit.
So you're from Texas originally, yeah, right? Were you from Dallas?
Born and raised in Dallas.
Your dad's a football coach?
He was a football coach at SMU during that kind of heyday with Ron Meyer and Eric Dickerson and Craig James. And
the Pony Express.
Pony Express, yeah. So
a lot
of good and bad memories there, but, you know.
Your dad must have some stories to tell.
Yeah, but I think, was it the Cotton Bowl against maybe Dan Marino? Was that that year against
You must
Pitt?
Look that up, sir.
I'm trying to remember, but.
Okay, right.
Yeah, I was young then, but yeah, so big time football family. I played football at Allen High School, which is, you know, now all these Texas high schools have like $60 million
stadiums.
It's like,
what'd you play?
I played quarterback.
So. Of course you did.
I got into acting. Tom Brady's lucky I didn't stay with football.
Well,
he did all right.
80 for Barr doesn't have the same ring to it.
That's all right. That's all right.
You know? So what was your game like? Big arm? What do you got?
I had a great arm. Yeah, I wasn't a running quarterback. Wasn't that mobile, but I did have a good arm. So I think I still do.
Okay.
Still toss it around the backyard.
You sling it every now and then?
Yeah, I'll sling it.
Give
yeah.
me your best game. What was Matt Barr's best game at Allen High School?
Oh,
give
man. It to me. Who was against? I think it was against, like, Richardson.
Okay.
I remember throwing two back-to-back. I threw a touchdown just like kind of a fade route to the right, and it got called back, penalty. And we just came back to the huddle, called the exact same play.
And did it again?
Right away, or just like
damn
nailed
straight.
It. Yeah, touchdown.
Okay, that's a good one.
Pretty good.
Did you play when you were there with anybody that wound up playing? Did you compete against anybody in your high school days that actually wound up collegiately, professionally?
That's
somewhere?
A good question. You know,
thank you, sir.
Not that I remember, but I mean, you know, a few years after me, Kyler Murray was our starting quarterback, and he's doing all right.
He's doing all right.
I remember thinking, it's funny, because in high school you're thinking, this guy's too short. Like, he'll never play, but he was so, so talented. And I've never seen someone so fast. So
exactly.
To watch him kind of evolve and grow, and, you know, it's pretty amazing.
So let's just be honest here. You laid the groundwork for Kyler Murray's success.
I tell him that all the time. You know,
right?
I send him a text.
Without
like, you're welcome.
Matt Barr.
I'll take 5% of that.
I don't think his agent even gets 5%.
Right.
Did you find the video, Chris? Did you see it?
I have not found the video.
Okay.
Well, the 83 Cotton Bowl was SMU 7, Pitt 3. Yeah. So.
Okay, there it is. There
was
you go.
Was it Marino, right? Was it Dan Marino?
1983
Dan Marino and
Pittsburgh
Dickerson.
Sounds,
and Dickerson,
yeah.
Sounds about right.
I think so.
Okay. Fantastic.
I wasn't born then, but I was almost there.
All right, so let's talk about your current state of your Dallas Cowboys then.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay, well, you just...
Are you hooking up with Jerry and Steven here soon?
Well, again, when I see Steven Jones at the Combine, I don't know if you... By the way, you know when the Cowboys are in town.
Right.
Because they travel in a monster bus with the Dallas Star on the side of it. And that's how they travel around the town. Like, normally,
right.
You know, you can just get a courtesy car, a sedan.
Nope.
No.
No,
they
gotta go big, go home.
In a huge ass bus that's parked right outside the hotel, so you know exactly where they are and when they're going to go and what they're traveling and when they're going to the actual combine. But Steven's on the competition committee, and
yeah.
I want on because I want to make rules. And as I said in the in the break, I would be able to make the National Football League and its sport vastly improved.
Yeah. What's the first thing? What's the big overall thing you do? Is this?
I knew having you on the show, Matt, would be great. Thank you for asking.
I just
normally I do ask the guest a question, but I appreciate you asking me. fumbling the football through the end zone and having the ball wind up in the hands of the defense just because it's fumbled into and out of the end zone, as opposed to right in front of the pylon. You fumble it on the one-inch line, it's yours. You fumble it 1 inch into the end zone, it's the defense. Hate that.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. Yeah. You fumble it, you get the ball back if it goes into the end zone and out right at the spot of where you fumbled it. The defense shouldn't be bailed out by that rule.
Right, right.
What do you think, Matt? And don't be honest here. Be honest.
No,
because he hates it. He hates that rule.
I hate it.
No, you like the rule. You hate my new rule.
I do not like your suggestion.
He thinks that if it's your fault if you fumble it through the end zone. The end zone is hallowed ground.
Don't fumble.
I think I might have to agree with you.
Thank you, Rich. Matt.
I think so. I'll think through that one.
It's not called the Chris Brockman Show, is it?
Nope. But no, look, I'm hoping the Cowboys. We have a lot to do in the offseason, and we're so close.
You like Dak? Do you think you can win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott?
I do think we can win with Dak, but I do think he needs to. He's obviously the leader. He has the ability, but I think maybe there's something going on up here with the coaching and Dak, and there. I think we need to let him loose and get him out of his head a bit.
Well, it seems like, have we determined yet, Chris, that is it McCarthy calling the plays yet? Has he made that announcement?
He said that he's going to.
Right.
But nothing official.
That strikes me as a coach saying, if I'm going down, I'm going down with my play calls. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's no dummy, Mike McCarthy. He knows exactly what might be on the wall and what's at stake and what he'd like to do. I think I think that's what that sounds like, unless he's going to hand it off to somebody else. I don't know.
Right.
And, but Micah Parsons he's incredible. What a terrific player.
Isn't he unbelievable?
He is.
Yeah, he's a game changer.
He is a total game changer for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you grow up going to the Texas Stadium and just like it?
We did.
In
yeah,
the stadium old, with the hole in the roof?
The old Cowboy Stadium?
Yeah, right.
So yeah, that sun would hit it. It was just like, blinding. Yeah.
So who was the quarterback when you used to go to these games?
Troy Aikman. Number 8, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a good story about Troy.
Please.
Years later, I'm in this restaurant in Dallas, right?
Yes.
Again, I wore number 8. Like, Troy was, it was a great time to be a kid.
At Allen High School?
At Allen High School.
Okay.
The 90s were great in Dallas. So I walk into the restroom, standing at the urinal here, and who comes right next to me?
Oh, my goodness.
Troy Aikman. So, I have to do it. So I just turn and start talking to Troy, hey, you're my hero. I wore number 8, I play quarterback too. And the guys actually tried to, have a conversation with me. I'm sure he's thinking, if you could just wait 20 seconds, you and I could take this outside. But
so he did in fact have a conversation with you.
I got a few nods and a thank you. And then,
Cause those are the zipper. Two spots. eating and going to the bathroom is when you normally,
I like to think
stay away.
That's right. But I feel like we shared this intimate moment, Troy and I, and so we've been bonded ever since. And
is this where we tell the Jay Cutler story?
I think so.
Okay. Which actor who came on here? Badger from Breaking Bad.
Matt Jones.
Oh, yeah. No, Matt Jones.
Oh,
yeah.
You know Matt Jones.
I know Matt Jones, yeah.
You got to have him tell the Jay Cutler story.
Okay, I don't know.
Because he is a Bears fan, and he saw Jay Cutler at a urinal.
Oh, yeah?
And fanboyed him in the same way you fanboyed Troy Aikman.
It's what you do.
Now, let me ask you this question. You seem like a smart guy, Matt Barr, who knows the sport of football.
Okay.
You played it. Your dad coached it. You're a fan of it.
Yeah.
Do you think the exchange between Matt Jones and Jay Cutler, this is yes or no question, went as well as your conversation with Troy Aikman? Yes or no?
Oh, I know Matt Jones. It was way more entertaining, I bet.
Well,
Cutler and him, I bet they ended up having drinks afterwards.
Sorry. Thanks for playing. We have some nice parting gifts for you. No. He fanboyed him. He told him the same thing you probably told Troy Aikman. And his response was, don't care.
Really?
Yeah. That's great.
Cutler,
wow.
Come on,
to the
man.
Point where.
Cutler, don't care.
That's what he said. Don't
really?
Care. Yeah, don't care.
Give me a break.
And we had Larry King actually reenact it years ago.
what's he doing now? I guess he's probably sitting in a nice house somewhere.
Jay Cutler?
I think so. With a goat and in a podcast, right? Isn't that what he's doing?
Yeah, it's got a lot of farm animals.
Yeah, right. And he's doing something like that.
Yeah.
But that's nice that Troy actually.
It's Cool, yeah.
Had a conversation with you.
That's
two,
right.
Two number eights going number one.
Actually, a few years later, I remember being, I was at training camp a few years after that, and we wound up at the same restaurant, and I wanted to go over there and say, remember, I'm the guy that,
you can't double down.
Take a leak next to you, huh? That's me. The blonde guy.
Well, we'll definitely post this video later on, and we'll have to at Troy Aikman.
We'll
reenact it. So tell me about your role in Walker Independence. What do you like about it? What you're enjoying about this, brother?
Look, growing up in Texas, the dream was always to, you know, be Doc Holliday or, you know, just play cowboys. Mm-hmm. So I play this kind of gunslinging outlaw who's a total scoundrel, you know, steals money from old ladies and drinks whiskey all day and gambles. So it's those trivial characters are always fun to play because at some point they do something noble and, you know, you sort of realize they have a heart in there somewhere. And
yes.
So it's just a really dynamic character. It's fun.
Well,
and putting the boots on, the hat.
I mean, like, what's it like when the first time they gave you the whole kit, man?
Yeah.
You went out there.
You know, it's funny. You build a character from the inside out sometimes, and a lot of times, like this, the outside in, it was like we're out there in Santa Fe, and you got the boots and the hat and the duster and all these, you know, cattle and goats. So it's like a time machine, you know, going back to the 1800s. And it makes the job a lot easier.
Oh, it's so cool.
And it's fun. I mean, it's fun as hell.
Well, I mean, we've met Catherine McNamara many times. She goes to the Big Slick, right?
That's true. She does.
You know, as sweet and on the inside as she is beautiful on the outside, man. She could have been nicer. She's Canadian, right? Is that why she's nice?
Everyone Canadian is
that
nice.
What it is?
She's from Kansas City. Though.
She's from Kansas City?
I think so.
By way of Canada.
By way of Canada?
She's amazing, I thought
she was Canadian. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because she was so nice. Everyone's so nice. It's just like you must be from Canada.
That's right. It's true.
She is from Kansas City.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the same letters as Canada, I guess. And close. So you were in Friday Night Lights. Were you in it?
I was in Friday Night Lights, but I didn't play a football player.
Who were you in Friday Night Lights?
What did I play? I played like a Red Cross worker who starts dating the coach's daughter.
Oh, coach.
My dad was so disappointed. I was like, "I'm doing Friday Night Lights, Dad." He's like, "Yes. What position?" aid worker. He's like, "You gotta be kidding me." Oh. But that was pretty cool.
And then you talked about Amy Teagarden and then all it was
Teagarden.
All okay.
That wasn't the worst job ever.
Well, I'll tell you what, I loved that show because of how beautiful the relationship was between the coach and daughter and the coach and wife, and then obviously the coach in town and then the players on it and what have you.
It's one of the best shows I think ever made.
Yeah, I would cry every week.
Yeah. Beautifully done. Beautiful shot. Music was great.
I would cry absolutely every week. All right. Yeah. So give me your prediction for your Mavs before I let you go.
Oh, man.
Kyrie's now in town.
I don't know. Yeah,
Kidd criticize Luka?
Yeah, he did.
Did I see that?
Dude, that was an indirect, like, it was totally, he was talking to Luka, right?
Right. And he's saying, it's my job to get him better. But if there's anybody from the position who could talk, I guess it would be Jason.
Like, I grew up watching Jason Kidd play.
Right.
You know, obviously in Dallas too. But like, look, let's admit it. Love Luka, but he can be a baby. Gets on my nerves at times. Too much talking. Oh, keep his head in the game.
Okay.
Don't you think?
And then he just jars one from 45 feet.
Dude, he's really, really special. I'm still trying to figure out what the chemistry is going to be with him and Kyrie.
Mm.
Do you see that?
So are the Mavs probably.
Well, I mean, we're all wondering it, right?
I don't know. What you got? A guy? You got two ball dominant individuals. I turn to you, sir, since you're a guy who hates to pass.
One in,
nice. Right? Thank you.
One in three together in the lineup, and you're kind of seeing the confusion at end of games, like what to do, who's going to lead the play, who's going to get the last shot. Hasn't worked so far. A week and a half in.
Right. Which is funny because like everyone's saying if Kyrie would come off the bench, you know, it'd be this perfect thing, but it's not gonna. He's not that guy.
Right?
Like. If they could both kind of...
Yeah, you don't acquire him.
Oh, could I get a GoPro in that room for that conversation if that ever happens? Hey, Kyrie, we got an idea.
No, but you know, if you
could... He is way too talented, and he can...
No, he's been playing great this
make
year.
Big shots, you know, obviously.
We needed another X factor, I think. So if it's not Kyrie, there is another piece of that puzzle that we need to figure out to complement Luka.
Okay.
Then we're going to win about six championships, you know?
How many for the Cowboys, then?
Coming up.
So when were you born? When were you born? Give me a date. What was your?
I was born in 84.
84.
Yep.
Okay. So you were 11 the last time they won it.
Was it 95? Was that what it was?
Yeah.
That's right. You know, it's funny. It's true because you always think like it feels like a moment ago, right? Like we're still this
Does
dynasty.
It?
I don't know. It just feels like yeah. It just feels. I still have my Aikman jersey, you know.
No, that's cool.
It's yeah.
That's great.
We're good.
That's great.
It's great. Aikman,
we're coming back.
Aikman, I'll say it. Aikman probably takes longer.
Look, I think
25 years later takes some more of a while.
I think we can win it with Dak. I do.
I do too. By the way,
I do.
I do too. And CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons,
right?
And Tony Pollard. Hopefully, he comes back healthy.
Yep.
And you replenish the line in the draft. You got Diggs on the back end. Hopefully, yeah. You know they can do it.
Yep.
They can absolutely do it. The problem is the defending NFC champs almost won the Super Bowl, and I don't think they're going anywhere.
That's right.
So you got a big battle.
That's right.
Walker Independence, the season finale airs this Thursday at 9 Eastern time on the CW. Check out Matt Barr on that broadcast at Matt_Barr_. What's with the underscores?
I think the other. I tried to buy it from the other Matt Barr, but he wouldn't let go of it.
I think we have a photograph of the other Matt Barr. There he is.
That's right. That's right. You know, that was me in my past life.
Did you? I know it's not you because it's number 9. Did you have the single bar across as well?
That's right. It was long ago.
The photograph?
Back in the 90s when we played.
B-A-H-R is that guy.
H-R.
Okay,
that's right.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me,
Anytime,
guys.
Brother.
Yeah, this is fun. Thank you.
You bet. Walker Independence on the CW. Check it out again Thursday, 9 Eastern time for the season finale. The show finale and catching up on everything going on at the Combine before we head out the door on this Tuesday in a moment. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, part of our Roku channel live stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. The Arizona Cardinals head coach, Jonathan Gannon, just said 3 remarkable words in succession. That is a headline. To say the least.
What we got?
When asked if DeAndre Hopkins would be on the Cardinals roster in 2023, his answer was, quote unquote, I'm not sure.
Come and get him.
You want him.
Bad.
New England.
Needs a number one.
Who else? This guy over there. What about you? You'll take him. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you take, get out of here with your head bob right now. Get out of here. CeeDee Lamb and him and Gallup, let's go.
Look, I want to tip my hand, Rich. I know stuff, all right?
What do you mean you know stuff? What the hell does that mean you know stuff?
Well, you know, the last 2 years I've gotten our first round pick correct, all right? So I'm just saying, I might know some things.
When are you going to give the 2024 draft choice some run? When are we going to find out? 2023.
Closer to the draft.
Okay.
We're like 8 months
Who
away.
Who wants DeAndre Hopkins?
Okay, I came in front. Of course I would want okay. Hopkins, right? He's amazing.
Can I give you one? That's really...
Don't say the Chiefs.
Oh, well,
yeah, that was
he's
my
the one
fear.
Who made googly eyes at Mahomes.
Yeah. When I saw that tweet, I was
Why
like,
not?
Oh, no.
Hey, this is part of the world. As we speak right now, there's a writer's room with Travis Kelce in it in New York City.
SNL this week,
That's
baby.
That's his week. And the Chiefs are going to be everywhere in the same way that they were not everywhere the last time they won it because there was a pandemic that shut the whole world down.
Did you see the videos of Kelce and Mahomes in Vegas over the weekend?
They're going to be everywhere, and it's going to be like, that's a lot of fun. That's the way I want my career to go.
Mahomes.
That's the quarterback I want to be hooked up with. That's the coach I want to be hooked up with. I want to go to that basketball game. I want to go to that.
Yep.
Post party at SNL. That's why I want to.
I want to TikTok to Jackson.
It's coming, but no. I was thinking somebody else within that division. What about Denver?
Interesting.
Denver has some pretty decent receivers, though, but not.
I get it.
Not DeAndre Hopkins. Though,
DeAndre Hopkins and the can't guard mic roll. 100 something catches.
Speaking of which,
Russell just quick game in it to him.
Damn.
Let's go. What about him?
What
about
chances there? You think Peyton will actually maybe go get can't guard Mike and bring him?
He's going to be available.
I have no earthly idea. I told you that was the sneaky
storyline, top storyline going into 2023 is what are the Denver Broncos, Sean Payton Denver Broncos look like?
Oh, man.
I'm not sure, says the coach of the Arizona Cardinals, about DeAndre Hopkins being there.
Leonard Fournette just got cut, or is about to.
Well, I mean, the credit card is coming due in Tampa. Yeah. All the years of putting it on the credit card for Brady. So, there might be 80 cuts. That'll be 80 cuts for Brady coming up. Monster.com can help you tackle your job hunt, make your next career move in football and in life, because you know that if you're scoring your next job, so important to nail the interview, so important for you to nail the right fit, so important for you to know what you're worth, so important to find the right job opening. Monster.com has you covered on all of it. Millions of job openings, great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts on Monster.com. Plus, when you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes, again, in building the right teams for employers and then conversely, knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, when you score the position, there's a salary calculator on Monster.com that ensures you're paid what you're worth. So get off the sidelines, go to Monster.com right now and win your job hunt, Monster.com. John Lynch has spoken.
This is
great. Podiums. News. Pew, pew.
Finger guns.
Fingers. Pew. Lights. Sound bites. John Lynch has spoken about Brock Purdy's impending surgical procedure.
Purdy.
And what's going on with the offensive rookie of the year candidate of the 49ers that came out of nowhere?
There's a variety of different time frames. And Dr. Meister had a great line that I can't share with you, but it was very clever, just about, you know, he doesn't have a crystal ball. Every player is different. Every person's different. So timelines are just that. They're guidelines. But, you know, we'll see. The reality is the majority of these are done on baseball players. This is not a baseball injury, even the way in which it happened. It was Brock's going to throw on a 250-pound man with an opposing force. It's a different injury. And so the outcomes are different. And we'll see where it goes.
Look at you over there.
You're trying so hard to do it quick.
I can't because I got the big crystal ball.
It's really heavy.
Oh, my God. I would bring this to Indianapolis, but I don't, I'm not checking bags.
I mean, you splurge. That's what happens.
There's
you splurge.
By the way, you don't have a crystal ball,
but
I do.
You should bring that to Indy.
I can't.
That thing will break.
I'm not
you
checking
just
this
can't
thing.
Hold it?
What are you talking about?
For 4 days?
When I bought the crystal ball, just for these moments when somebody uses the cliche of I don't have a crystal ball and I could pop this thing right out, I'm like, I'll get the big one. I didn't think it. Dude, this is like 30 pounds. This is really heavy.
We need to have it a little bit more easily accessible.
Totally. It's not easily accessible. It's a huge box. It's huge. But I have a crystal ball.
We do.
And the only thing I see in it.
On the Rich Eisen Show.
Thank you. The only thing I see in it.
With crystal ball music, feller?
Is first of all, I did not see in this crystal ball. Don't worry about it. I didn't see in this crystal ball. The Niners have a doctor named Meister? That's his first name. Heat?
Heat Meister.
Meister. The famed. You know what his nickname is? His Berman nickname. Doctor. Meister.
Wow.
Dr. Cold Meister. Dr. Meister says, I don't have a crystal ball. I do. I see Purdy coming back. I see it. I see it in there, and I see a nice little quarterback competition.
Oh, I think it's going to be Lance week one.
Let me see. Yeah, you're right. It was in the box.
I don't know.
It takes a while to warm up. Yeah, I mean, if Purdy's going to have surgery now or next week.
What I mean, or 2 weeks.
So March? What do you got to figure?
6 months.
I don't know. 6 months.
At least. Yeah, minimum.
Then it's Lance's job.
Yeah. Lance all training camp.
Yep.
So.
The ankle's fine. Don't worry, Niners.
Dr. Meister. Is that what he said? Can you play that one more time? I got to hear that again. What a name.
Re-rack.
Does he take insurance, Dr. Meister?
Run it.
There's a variety of different time frames, and you know, Dr. Meister had a great line that I can't share with you, but it was very clever, just about, you know, he doesn't have a crystal ball. And every player is different. Every person's different. So timelines are just that.
Okay, very good. By the way, did he say he couldn't share with him? Yeah, does that mean Dr. Really Meister's say? Got a potty mouth?
It works a little blue.
He doesn't have it.
Dr. Keith Meister.
I mean, you want your doctor to have answers, not curse you out to say, I don't know. What if your back doctor said that to you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be very encouraging.
Okay. So, I am looking in my crystal ball, and I see Susie, my wife, sitting in this chair. Stop it. Tomorrow, I see Bobby Bones here Thursday and Friday.
Boom, 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 boom.
He's got Kilborn with him Thursday.
Yeah.
He'll be in the house.
Coming in. Uh-huh. Love it. So Martini's on Thursday.
And then I see me on NFL Network all weekend long. There it is.
Are you calling in?
Every day. Oh, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday.
Fantastic.
I'll be calling in. Let you know what I hear, what I'm picking up.
It's still available.
What?
Combine overheard.
No, stop it.
It's a good idea.
Oh, the Hall of Fame game's been announced.
Hall of Fame game.
Who is it? Let me guess. Cowboys, Jets?
No, Jets, Browns.
Jets, Browns.
Two Jets going in and Joe Thomas.
Can we book Dr. Keith Meister?
Jets, Browns. By the way, that's the first matchup in Monday Night Football history, Jets, Browns.
Correct.
I'm out of information. I look in my crystal ball.
August 3rd.
And I see August Mike 3rd. White getting the start.
Rich.
Mike White week one or the Hall of Fame game?
Oh.
Eight ball. Magic eight ball.
We got it all covered. Eight balls, crystal
Does
balls.
Mike White start for the New York Jets in 2023? Here we go.
This is great.
Oh, darn it.
This is
my glasses.
You got 20 seconds.
Here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute. I got my glasses. It says there's lots of bubbles. Hold on a minute.
Oh, boy.
You may bet on it.
Oh!
You may rely on it. Rely.
Yeah,
for sure. NFL, it says rely, not bet. Okay?
Yeah.
We're back to wrap this show up on the Roku channel in a moment.
You loved Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now get to know her on Give Them Lala.
With her assistant, Jess.
LA, it can become suffocating. Did something happen where you felt like I have to get out of here? Or do you just think it just happens sometimes?
I think it just happens, but also just everything going on in my personal life. Like, I want to get on this mic and be like, this is what I've been dealing with for 14 months.
Give Them Lala, wherever you listen.